Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You have to have other ways to win. I think we made a number of winning plays today. Nico's play in the 10th. Chris Flexen again, just doing a heck of a job in pressure situations. Nice team win by a lot of guys contributing.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the man of the hour. That is Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager.
Got to feel good about where the Cubs are and what the buttons he's pushed, the right things and the decisions he's made, because they are where they want to be. You are right now 16 games over. You've got a comfortable 5.5 game lead. Only the Tigers and Mets are better in Major League Baseball. I wanted to ask this about the ninth inning, though. Craig Counsell there complimented the plays in the 10th. Did there need to be a 10th? Did there need to be a 10th inning? And because I think a decision that came in the bottom of the ninth surprised me a little bit. So you've got Nico Hoerner,
yes,
who stretches a single into a double. Would you say that's a good way to describe that?
Perfect way to describe
it. He stretches a single into a double just because he's fast, he's aware, he's alert, he's all those things. But when he did that, already when he was at the plate, Kyle Tucker was in the on-deck circle.
Right.
And Dennis Santana was on the mound, right-hander. So you had a good matchup, and you had the scenario set for King Tuck to be the hero. When Hoerner stretched a single into a double, it left first base open, which automatically probably Craig Counsell thought, well, they're going to just walk Tucker.
Yes.
Why waste him here? So they sent Justin Turner to the plate.
Yes.
They sent Justin Turner to the plate to try to save the day. Right-hander on right-hander. I know they don't like that matchup. I don't think anybody likes to see Justin Turner at the plate in that situation. But they dictated that, or not dictated that. It
no.
became more likely that was going to happen when Nico stretched a single into a double. So two questions, I guess. It's a lot to ask that Nico doesn't have the presence of mind. I don't want to leave first base open. I'm going to stay at first base.
Come on.
Okay.
You're in the bottom of the ninth. You want to get his...
But his run means nothing.
Yes, but I mean, it's still...
His run means nothing.
You try to score runs.
And he's got a base runner in front of him, to be fair. Swanson's on base.
But he's on third base.
He's now on third base.
He's going to third base.
Right.
So, okay. That's fine. Your reaction is interesting, but that's a fine. If he's thinking ahead, like, I don't want to... He's hustling. He's getting to second base, even though his run is inconsequential. All right, so at that point, if you're Craig Counsell, still send Tucker to the plate because you want to get...
Load the bases.
You want to load the bases. Don't you want to load the bases?
Yeah, then you get a bad pitch or you get a walk and it's different.
But then McGuire's up. So would you rather have McGuire up with the bases loaded or Justin Turner up with runners on second and third? I think that they probably made the all's well that ends well, but it was just an interesting thing because then in the 10th inning, they did pinch hit Kyle Tucker, and he did get intentionally walked.
Right.
I think if the results were different, if they had lost 3-2 instead of winning 3-2, absolutely positively would agree. I mean, it's an interesting topic of conversation, especially the fact that why would you not have your best hitter, period, if you're going to use him? Why wouldn't you? Because you don't. You never know that you're going to get another shot at it. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you do it then, at that point? And that's the thing. If you were watching, you saw that Tucker was there,
right?
But if you were listening, it's no shot at it. It's just I didn't know that he was there at that point.
I think that they mentioned it on the radio.
Well, I could have missed it, but
because
I'm just saying.
I think I might have been listening. I was watching.
I was listening.
So,
and I did not hear that. I was wondering to myself, like, are we going to see him today? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they gave him the day off. And then they got him running on that double steal, which, you know, I'd love in the 10th inning. But yes, I mean, if they had lost, I think this becomes a much bigger deal.
And I think that Kyle Tucker getting a chance to win the game was the right thing to do, not just give him the day off because he had the day off. And yes, I understand. It is a lot to ask of one Nico Hoerner to look ahead. But he's a kind of savvy guy that it wouldn't have shocked you if he'd have stopped at first. Because it wasn't a gimme that he was going to get a double. It was a hustle play. And I just wonder if he had thought ahead, like, well, I don't want to leave first base open. King Tuck is on deck. They're going to walk him if I take second base. And my run doesn't mean anything. It was a tie game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just, I mean, I think that you live in the moment on the base path, and I don't think you're worried about.
I'm not faulting him for doing that. Of course I'm not faulting him for doing that. It's a hustle play. I just wonder if it crossed his mind at all that when he went to second, he invited the intentional walk to the guy on deck, and everybody knew that the guy on deck was Kyle Tucker. Who was here to save the day, brought in to save the game. And then he wasn't allowed to because it was like, okay, send him to first base.
I might force them to load the bases. And I don't think there's a problem with doing that. Honestly, I think that's a good thing to have happen, especially at that situation. But, you know, what are you going to do? We got people who want to talk about it, though. Let's try Jim. Jim's on the road. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I'm sitting there watching, and I'm at the game with my son, and Swanson's on first base in that ninth inning, and Hoerner was up. And my son goes to me, why doesn't Swanson steal? Hoerner hits the double, the Cubs win. And I say, well, you don't want to get thrown out of second base. But then in the 10th inning, they pulled a double steal. So maybe Council thought twice about not sending Swanson in the ninth inning, which is maybe why he did it, the double steal in the 10th.
Possibly. That's another scenario. Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback on the text line, too. I think the first base coach, could they have stopped Nico Hoerner? They still might have walked Kyle Tucker, regardless of the situation, without giving him a chance because first base, whether it's open or not. I think that sometimes now with the way that baseball has evolved, I wonder if first base being open is a dated concept. Does first base have to be open for you to intentionally walk somebody? Or... because you still have the idea of a force play as well. It's a good strategy conversation. I just thought it crossed my mind because Tucker still got intentionally walked and he was still the guy on deck. And Justin Turner did not come through, but it was a great opportunity to give him to come through.
If it's first and third and he's not a double play guy, could you walk him? You know what I'm saying? Could you walk him anyway?
Yeah.
If you don't want the bat in his hands.
You don't want the bat in his hands. They might have done whatever was necessary to keep the bat out of his hands. But Justin Turner grounded out to third, and they went to the 10th, and the Manfred man scored when Ian Happ came through in the clutch. That was was Brujan.
Are you pleased with Justin Turner? Is that what you're saying?
Not really, no. Yeah. No. Justin Turner has just not come through enough.
He came through once.
Yeah, but they're getting a lot of mileage out of that. I think that, you know, you like having him around. He's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. And for your you know, off-color celebration every now and then, apparently. But Justin Turner needs to start hitting.
Yes.
They still need an extra outfielder. They need an extra bat off the bench. If you're getting picky, and when the Cubs are this close to being the best team in the National League, you get picky because you start to look at how they compare to the best in baseball, the Dodgers, the Mets, now the Giants, because of after that deal with for Devers, you have to take them pretty seriously as a threat. They're just two games back of the Dodgers in the West.
Do you think the Cubs need a better bench?
Yes.
And, okay.
They're one player away from having the bench that they need, I think.
But can't they get that?
Sure.
At the end of the year?
I mean, they
have guys that are in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
That could actually play better than some of the guys they have on the bench.
Maybe. I don't like that. I don't like relying on that. No.
I think
I'd rather have some sort of veteran presence who's either a pinch hitting specialist or a defensive specialist or a specialist at something. A better bat. Your backup outfielder is Bruhan right now.
Right. Yeah, it's not good.
And that's, you know, I think you can do better. And when you're this good and this close to being great, then yeah, you should have those kind of standards. So yeah, I do think they're probably the bench needs a little tweaking. The bullpen will get a little help with Porter Hodge coming back.
Yes.
And the rotation will be supplemented whenever Shota returns. But that's still going to leave you wanting an ace. And all Rafael Devers going to from the Red Sox to the Giants did for me was make me wonder what Jed Hoyer might have up his sleeve.
You got to explain that one.
Well, if you have the Giants making a blockbuster for a slugger that they needed, I would hope that the Cubs would have something in mind for a pitcher that they definitely need as well. So this is the season of the blockbuster.
So you're saying that they need to make a blockbuster.
Get an ace.
They need to get a pitcher. Yeah.
Alcantara's pitching better down in Miami.
Yeah.
It looks like Arizona is getting back into the mix in the West. They're above 500. Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly might be less attainable than they were 2 weeks ago.
But does the Giants getting better and eating all that money, I mean, that's unbelievable that they're taking on all that money. What is it, $243 million, whatever it was? Does that mean they are now likely to be the team that threatens the Dodgers, or is it the Padres? Like, where?
That's a great race.
Yeah.
That's the best division in baseball right now.
Yes.
When you have three teams at the top, Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and then you have the Diamondbacks who are lurking. So Rafael Devers going to San Francisco for Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bello. I don't know the quality of the minor league prospects. One would think they'd have to be highly rated. But you're getting two pitchers in return, and you're taking on a ton of contract. $254.5 million for the Giants.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
But in the context of their organization,
they've tried. They've been going for a big-name player.
They can't get one.
Right.
So now they trade for one.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They needed a big slugger the way the Cubs need an ace. So
they got it.
They got their guy. Now it's time for the Cubs. They've got some time. But the fact that the Giants moved this quickly in mid-June makes you wonder, as much as Jed Hoyer was talking last week, and let's face it, Jed Hoyer talked a lot. He was all over the place. He was making it known publicly on every platform, whether it was in the dugout in Philadelphia to Cubs media, whether it was on MLB Network or the podcast with John Heyman, who we'll talk to at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Jed Hoyer sent the message loud and clear. We are going to trade for a frontline starting pitcher.
Yeah, I
open for business.
I really hope they get that player, and I hope it's a guy that is good enough that they want to keep him. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I hope it's I hope it's not just a kind of cast off player.
Yeah, I hope it's not even middle of the rotation guy. I think you want somebody that could be impactful in the playoff. Somebody you could envision starting a playoff game.
Aaron Civale?
No, that's not him. No, that's not him. He'll probably be flipped by the White Sox. But somebody who is of the caliber. Look, the Cubs have gotten great performances out. Matthew Boyd was tremendous again.
Yeah. He was great.
Tremendous.
I totally agree.
And, you know, Jameson Taillon has been very good. Those two guys have, right now, at this stage of the season, look like pitchers you would trust in a playoff scenario. So you need to find another one like that. You're getting, I theoretically, Shota back. How does Cade Horton fit into the mix? It's a good problem to have. It's a fun conversation.
Who else is coming back, Dustin, from a pitching standpoint? Don't they have a couple? Isn't there another reliever?
Javier Assad is definitely somebody.
When is he back?
He could be really.
He hasn't pitched forever. One single pitch this season.
Right.
It's very difficult to count on somebody, with due respect, who has, you don't know what kind of physical shape he's going to be in. You don't know how effective he's going to be. I hope it'd be great. It's a luxury, but do you want to be in a position to count on him?
Well, I mean, no. I'm just saying they have other pitchers coming back, right?
You just want all your best pitchers at this level. Now he might be a guy that ends up coming out of the bullpen, maybe, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe he's an opener. But here's what's interesting. We talked about Cade Horton and his, you know, what's going on with him as we keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he and Assad end up like sharing a game. Right, where one comes out and does two innings, and then the other one comes in and does three innings, and then you get to the bullpen. You might see that as depending on where they're at,
maybe
in this division, some of these games might not be pressure packed, but you still want to use these guys, get them ramped up.
I think they're all pressure packed. When you're where the Cubs are, you have to. You're not playing necessarily against the Cardinals or the Brewers. You want to get as many victories as close
absolutely.
To 100 as possible.
You want to win every series. Listen, yeah. this coming up is a big series. You got the Brewers right behind you, 5.5. You're 5.5 up. Your offense is not clicking. So,
what would the tone be had they lost that game? They won in extra innings, and had they lost that game,
missed opportunity,
and split with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I'm just saying we'd be having a completely different conversation, because then the lack of run production would be centerpiece, and it would be underscored. It wouldn't be as forgivable as it is because you won that game.
Then you might be wondering why they didn't use Kyle Tucker differently.
Well, there you go. Can you give a guy a day off? We might have that question.
Well, I think his day off was he's been a little banged up too. Is that the case with his – didn't he have a thumb or – something, he had some other issues.
You're thinking of Luis Robert Jr.
Luis Robert Jr. had a thumb injury. Didn't Kyle Tucker have something wrong, too, with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. You know, mercifully, we are in touch with John Heyman, and we knew that Luis Robert had a thumb, and so he was scratched.
Late scratch.
If you had seen that without knowing that he had the thumb, wouldn't you imagine he was being traded?
Maybe. Who's going to take him?
I don't know. I mean, but I'm just saying.
He'd be a good fourth outfielder for the Cubs.
If he were a late scratch, wouldn't your mind play a little game with you?
It might. Yeah. Like who do they strike a deal with on June 15th?
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. I think but with him, it's more likely that he's injured than he's traded. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's always going to be.
I'm genuinely laughing.
You have a definite.
You're not wrong.
You have a definite tendency to assume injury rather than change of scenery.
But you wonder, you don't wonder what they could get for him. You just wonder, like, can they just get rid of him? That's kind of, and I hate to say it that way, but I mean, have they reached a point where they want to know if they can just get rid of him?
Probably. Addition by subtraction. I don't think he's a clubhouse cancer. Put it that way. I don't think it's like that.
You just mean that because
he's somebody that you can't envision being part of the solution.
Well, he's not playing well.
Moving forward, he's not hitting at all.
I'm just wondering if you know. Okay, so Andrew Vaughn gets traded for a pitcher. Would that? Can you get that for Luis Robert?
I don't think that Andrew Vaughn had more trade value than Luis Robert.
I think Andrew Vaughn had no trade
value.
I think they just wanted to get rid of a guy who was complaining, so they took Andrew Vaughn because it made it look like maybe they got a guy.
The most amusing thing I saw read over the weekend was that now the Brewers are considering or wondered if the Brewers would consider flipping Rhys Hoskins at the deadline if Andrew Vaughn shows anything at first base.
Like, I don't think
nah, come on.
I don't think he's showing much.
Come on. I don't either.
I think, unfortunately, this is not a good move for him.
Bruce has some interesting ideas about the Cubs' future and Cade Horton. I'm looking forward to talking to him next.
We'll bring him in now. Mully and Haw on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, guys. Why don't they have walk-off music?
I thought they did.
The Cubs would lead the league, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's called Go Cubs, Go Win.
That was a good moment, Bruce. Yeah. It would have been much different this morning if they would not have walked that one off.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be sitting there 2-2 against Pittsburgh, who, is an improved team in some ways, but offensively one of the most challenged teams in Major League Baseball. So from that perspective, a 4 days worth of games that totaled 16 runs, 9 for the Cubs, 7 for the Pirates, ultimately led to 3 wins, which is good enough. Now you're starting a a track of 25 games in a row against teams over 500. So you're going to have to play some really good baseball.
I wonder, Bruce, when you think about the way the run production has kind of declined. Is it a part of a larger issue? Is it a part of? Go ahead.
It really hasn't. Okay, I'll give you the numbers. All right. Okay. So they've had 14 games where they've scored 9 runs or more.
Mm-hmm.
In those games, they've averaged 12 runs per game. Okay. So you add that total up, you take it away from the total on the other 56 games, and they've averaged 3.7 runs per game in the other 57, now 58 games. That's really the average amount of runs they score. And you're always seeking at least 4 and maybe a little more, okay, for your average. So you can't totally take away those 14 games where they scored 9 runs or more. But, it totaled to, an average of 12 runs a game. It skewed the idea that the offense is the only reason why the Cubs win baseball games. It's not true. They have outstanding defense. They have outstanding pitching. They've developed a really good bullpen. And as you saw yesterday, they can beat you being smarter than you, being more prepared than you are running the bases.
And, Bruce, about that bullpen, is that really the underlying strength of this team when you look at how good it's been in the past month specifically, and how might the roles change, if they will, with Porter Hodge on the way back?
Yeah, Porter Hodge on the way back, but, I'll take that and add Imanaga on the way back by maybe the 25th or 29th of June. So which one of your starting pitchers goes to the bullpen, and is that a demotion, or does that just add to a strength of your team right now that has, been a 0.90 ERA in the bullpen since May 14th. They give up a run in the bullpen now, and people are freaked out. It's just been that good. So I would say that, you don't worry about which bullpen guy is going to disappear. You worry about, do you have room for a Brown, or should I even dare say Horton, probably Ray, who has been outstanding. I mean, who gets the push back to the bullpen when Imanaga comes back? That's probably more on their mind. But again, all good problems to have for a team that has started to add to their lead in the National League Central.
The fact is that at home, they are averaging 2.9 runs over their last 10 games. Now, they're 8-2 in that stretch, so that's, they're doing great. They're playing 800 baseball. But 2.9 runs at home doesn't seem like very many, and it seems like they're not scoring runs in the fashion they did earlier in the year.
Yosemite Field, come on out and enjoy the weekend series. That's where they've been playing. The wind, yesterday the wind was only blowing in at 9, from the north and east, but it had an impact again on at least 2 or 3 balls, a couple for the Cubs, in particular one for Swanson, and a home run ball that would have been off the bat of one of the Pirates. So again, the ballpark. And, no one has to tell you about the weather, the way it's, gone into the last couple of days. It's been nice. But the weather from May through, maybe early in last week, it's just been, it's been a brutal spring and into summer. So with that in mind, you pointed out they've done everything they need to, even though they're averaging less than 3 runs a game at home. They're 8-2. That's the good news. But I don't think offense is the biggest problem they have. It's just winning these games, it's much more difficult. They are always set up to do it, because how many mistakes do they really make on defense, this team? How many, critical errors do they make, mental errors like they made last May and June, that contributed to their offense not functioning? This time around, the offense isn't really contributing much, but they're winning those ball games.
Bruce, with the White Sox yesterday, I felt like when Will Venable got tossed out, it was as much emotion as we have seen out of him. And it was definitely something that was understandable, but maybe a little surprising based on when it came so early in the game. One batter in, defending Aaron Civale, the new pitcher who was on the mound. But I think yesterday that might have been one of those ejections worth getting, even though the Sox got swept out in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know if it's contrived, you know, 13 pitches into the game, right?
I don't think it was contrived, but certainly he got his money's worth.
He did, and, you know, Civale talked about it. His first start, threw 103 pitches in five innings and kept them in the ball game. You know, again, it's the frustrating issue of another bad offense. You know, that's a theme in Major League Baseball this year. You know, the lack of offense in so many on so many different teams, good teams. I mean, but, you know, teams that pitch really well, like, you know, you see the Royals, who have some of the best pitching in baseball, and they can't score a run. You see teams like Cleveland having difficult time scoring runs. So it's the White Sox are, I think it's almost one run better run differential than they were last year at this time, which was, they were the worst team in baseball run differential wise last year. Now they're better, but they're still, you know, the bottom four or five. So better run producers, better run production. That's the difference for the White Sox. You know, the pitching part of it, you know, it's been good enough to win, but all those one run losses and the struggle to score runs, it's been difficult for them.
Yeah, I'm just curious, when we look at the White Sox and you see kind of where they're at, like David pointed out, if they go 500, what are they, 4-18 or something?
One-run games.
If they just, it's kind of like last year with the Cubs with the blown saves. You know, you if you half that, all of a sudden you're a different team and you're thought of differently. But if you're losing games like that, isn't that kind of a difficult thing to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, Frank Thomas is long retired. Dick Allen has passed away, going into the Hall of Fame in another month. They don't have anybody in the lineup that hits. You know, I mean, no, there's no right. big run producers. It's not a mystery, guys. It just isn't. They've done a nice job of starting to develop good young pitchers and going after some veterans like Hauser and Civale to, you know, get the innings pitch for them this year. But they haven't been able to find a function for run production. Nobody drives the ball. Nobody hits the ball out of the ballpark. So every game that they're in, you know, is going to be a struggle to try to win it. And again, they have good players. And, you know, it's good to see Teal there. And it's good to see Cuero there. And, you know, hopefully you're going to see Montgomery, the Colson Montgomery at some point. But really, you know, you go into a game and you say, well, how are we going to outslug this team? How are we going to win this game? We're going to stay in it pitching-wise, but who's going to hit? Who's going to drive in the runs? Who's going to get on base? These are all questions that they really have not a lot of answers to right now.
Bruce, the blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball last night, the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers to the Giants for four pitchers and all of that contract being inherited by the Giants. Does that kickstart the trade season? Do you think that will precipitate any more big trades? And you ask that certainly in the context of the Cubs in search of an ace.
Yeah, I think it can. You know, I think it does wake people up to say, why are we waiting until July 31st at a deadline and being pushed to add that extra young player in a trade? Why don't we make the trade right now? That's going to help fortify us. You know, good for Buster Posey, the president of baseball operations for the Giants, who stepped up and said, hey, we're in this division race with the Dodgers. They've been bouncing up and back in first place. Nobody predicted that at almost halfway through the season. So with that in mind, they're going for it. And again, they're committing another, 8 or 9 years to Devers on that contract. I think it's through 2033. Unbelievable contract, 30-plus million a year. But what it does, it gives them one of the best left-handed sluggers in the game. Even in a ballpark where it's hard to hit a home run in San Francisco, you know, they play those other games on the road where he can really slug. So I admire that. And from the Boston part, it's like, hey, dude, we don't want the culture of what you are around here any longer, right? We don't want guys saying they're not going to play other positions. You're supposed to be the leader on our team because we're paying you the most money, and you just tell us you don't want to do what we're asking you to do. You're a ball player. So we're creating a different image here. We're getting some young ball players back. If we don't win this year, it's okay. We've identified that you aren't the future for the Red Sox. So good for them, but I think it can jumpstart a team like the Cubs moving forward. I don't think anything will stop them. I've been, you know, talking to a lot of people over the last 4 or 5 days about possible trades, and you know, everybody says, you know, it's there for Hoyer. There's that money that they didn't spend on,
Bellinger,
or the Red Sox third baseman, right?
Bregman.
That was another $30 million times four. So there's money there for Hoyer to spend. It's up to him to decide how he wants to do that. And is it going to be an ace starting pitcher, as Mulley suggests? Do they need a little fortification with offense? It's right there. Maybe they can do a little of both as they start hopefully pushing away from the rest of the division.
Yeah, I got a lot of faith in them. I think they're going to spend some money and get it done. I just wonder, we were talking about Arizona in particular. Does the Giants move make them, I mean, are they still in a good enough position they're not going to be trading any pitchers, or are they,
the Diamondbacks?
Yes. So could the Giants now force their hand a little?
Well, it might. I mean, it's a really rough division. You know, yeah. San Diego's a very good team. San
right.
Francisco is there. The Dodgers have done this with 14 or 15 pitchers on the IL throughout the first 75 games. So it's really rough. Arizona's owner might say to the general manager, look, let's trade off some salaries here and try to retool for next year, because it's just not going to happen this year. We're not even going to be able to get into playoffs because of the fact there's just too many good clubs ahead of us right now. That could happen. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens there. There's all kinds of variables involved for the Cubs, but if they're going after a starting pitcher, you know, I suggest they make sure that it's a difference maker, not just the guy, right? I think a guy you can envision on the mound in game one or game seven of the World Series, that's who you should go after. If they're available right. out there, maybe that's the way you go.
Great point, Bruce.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Thanks
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys, have a good week.
You too. That is our guy, Bruce Levine.
Former manager, Bruce Levine.
He was, tell that story.
Real quick, we had Gene Lamont on the program inside the clubhouse Saturday morning, former manager of the White
sure.
Sox. And back in 1995, I think during the replacement player spring training, they brought Bruce into the dugout during a spring training game and said, you manage. And he did so for an inning, and he said he was exhausted. So former manager Bruce Levine, none of us have been asked into the dugout.
That's pretty good.
That shows you how deep the well of experience goes.
Yeah, that's a nice little thing for the resume, no doubt about it. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and O on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's
like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jackson with the delivery. Someone ordered Kamara a shot.
I think you broke the record on the bottles of pickle juice he drank out today. So.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Pickle juice. That's obviously Gatorade. That's how it started, right?
Pickle juice. But oh, I don't have any problem with pickle juice. It's a approved. It's an approved beverage in dugouts.
What do you mean you don't have any problem with it?
Well, they don't have to bring it onto the mound for a pitcher who is cramping.
He drank a little vial of it.
So, rookie right-hander Kumar Rocker for the Rangers, pitching against the White Sox. Right. He threw five scoreless innings. He was pretty good. He was pretty bad. They sent him down. They brought him back. Five scoreless against the White Sox. But he's cramping in the fifth. He's cramping. So he's not in shape. He got two visits from the trainers, and his legs were cramping up, and he chugged three bottles of pickle juice to get through the inning.
They were like vials, though. They weren't giant bottles of pickle juice.
I don't care how big the vials were or the bottles were or whether or not he was doing it with a beer chaser. I don't care.
I wanted him out.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yep.
You're sitting there as a White Sox hitter and the White Sox player in the dugout. What's the delay? Oh, the pitcher's cramping up and we need to help him hydrate. No. You hydrate before the game. You get through the game as best you can. If you have an injury, you leave.
Should have at least been a pitch clock violation, right?
Something.
At least one, something.
Something.
Because, like, I mean...
That's the home field advantage. I mean, you kidding me? So the trainer came out. He chugs three bottles of pickle juice, gets through the inning, and then leaves. Right. And then when he's gone, Miguel Vargas hits a home run in the sixth inning. Boom.
Yes.
Boom. I just think that was ridiculous. I have nothing against pickle juice either.
I'm just wondering, ridiculous in what sense? In the sense that he shouldn't be allowed to do it?
No, he shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Okay.
What else would I think is ridiculous? The pickle juice?
I don't know. I mean, pickle juice is kind of silly. It just sounds funny.
It does sound funny.
And it sounds like they brought out a jar of pickles and he like had to move it. Oh, ow.
Yeah, definitely. You drained the jar of the pickle juice and you drank it. Who does that? Ugh. You ever do that?
And
do
people do that? My kids do that.
He ate
to
a
the
pickle.
Point, like then the pickles are like kind of in the jar.
That's
kind of half laying
awful.
Over because like there's like this
that.
Much juice left. Oh yeah, they like my wife's family big on pickle juice.
I do not like pickle juice. What does it taste like? I think I've maybe had it once.
Pickles.
But
that's vinegary.
That is the that like pickle juice used to be what they would give people.
Yeah.
And then down in Florida at the University of Florida, they came up with Gatorade, mm-hmm. and that ended up being the first
of these
sports drinks. And it's funny because I knew a guy who was working for Gatorade, and he was saying they owned 100% of the market, and that market was going to, like, the minute some other drink was put out, all of a sudden their market share would be smaller, even though it was huge.
But
you know
it's
what I'm
huge.
Saying?
It took off. Why didn't they bring out Gatorade? I might have had a better time.
You would have been okay?
It might have been okay. Like, pickle juice seemed like the secret sauce.
I think the pickle juice is more of a immediate, quicker responding thing than Gatorade.
All right, fine.
You know, then the guy, he's like, hold on a second. He's chugging down again. Now he's got to take a bathroom break.
And now they've got, like, Pedialyte, like
Pedialyte
sold
is,
more,
yes.
in, it just as intended for children as adults. In our vending machine upstairs, our vending machine, they're, you know, unless it's bring your kid to work day, there's no little kids here. There are two rows of Pedialyte, like, with the sports drinks.
Well, there are certain celebrities that will take that when they're traveling so that they don't, you know, you get dehydrated while you're traveling. It's also known as like a miracle hangover cure.
Yeah.
So that's probably
why it's here.
Yeah.
A lot of people hungover when they come to work in the morning. Tablespoon of yellow mustard gets rid of cramps immediately, says 309 Texter. All right.
Okay, would you rather have a tablespoon of yellow mustard or a shot of pickle juice?
Whatever they do, I'll do it between innings, not during the game.
You personally.
Me? Pickle juice.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I don't. How much do you have to take? A tablespoon? That's a lot.
Got him through the inning.
It's not a
teaspoon. If I was a Sox fan, I'd be ticked.
It's not a teaspoon. It's a tablespoon. It's a much larger spoon.
All right.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.